Hello, welcome to the Ilone Show. I'm your host, John Ilone. In this episode, no regulars, because reasons, as always, sadly. As for our guest, she's from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she's, oh my gosh, that's a lot of words. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Kendra Dot.
Good morning.
Hello there.
Hi.
So, how's life?
Life, you know what? Life is lifing, and that makes it beautiful because that means I'm alive, right? So that's what makes it amazing is that, I am riding ups and downs. And so I think that's, like I said, life is lifing for me. So I've had some challenges, had some losses. I lost a good college friend this week. And it's just you're shocked because I was going to visit her just next week because she's in another state in the United States. So it's just, but at the same time, you're just happy because she was battling cancer for a long time. So that's why I said life is lifing. And I look at the blessings that life gives and I try not to look at what it takes.
Dang. That's so sad. Happens to me at times. But
Yeah.
hey, it is what it is.
It is. It is.
Yeah. So, are there anything that you're doing right now or up to recently?
Yes. So, I think the biggest thing is, opportunities like this, I'm very happy about. I actually am doing, so part of what I do is I like learning about culture. So I'm going to a conference next week, but I'm going to the country Colombia. I leave Saturday, but I have to go to a business event before that. And I'm heading out and I'm very excited. So I get to learn more about culture, but I also get to learn where I've had cultural exchange students, where I get to meet two of them next week. And so I'm always learning. Like I did a lot of research when wrote my book Perspectives. And so just to be able to live and talk to people and understand their perspective helps me continuing to help people navigate and having positive interactions or trying to navigate through when we have difficulties in understanding each other.
Yes, absolutely. And of the jobs and opportunities you do, what is it you mainly do for a living?
That's a good question. So people are probably wondering that. So what I do for a living, I call myself an organizational strategist, and what that means is our cultural strategist is that I really study the differences that people have, but more so of how we do it together, right? So if you have a group of people that are together, kind of what I've talked about, life is lifing, is that you could have a group of people that can get along and then not get along. And then you can bring in one different dynamic, and then they could shift how that group interacts with each other. And so I help people, teams, relationships, or just even leaders when they're leading a group of how to effectively navigate through kind of what I was saying, life is lifing, how to be more productive together, how to have more productive conversations. And so my background was human resources. So I was in corporate America for a while. And then I went out on my own to help more specifically on, at the end of the day, it yields better relationships and better productive situations. And so that's what I help people do. And I think some of it and what happens is not just that I have a master's degree in human resources development, but I have things that happen in my life, right? That is sometimes maybe above or below average than a person. And then I really study and become self-aware and use my what they call EQ, emotional intelligence, to think through how can I make that interaction that maybe not was best better, or how can I look at life and enjoy it and fulfill it.
Yeah, indeed. And out of the jobs and opportunities you have done, which one of the few do you enjoy doing the most?
Honestly, I think I enjoy when I in any time, even if it's in a group setting, a training session, even if I do a workshop and someone comes to me and said they had a breakthrough. And so however that ends up, a breakthrough meaning I feel more courageous, or I see my purpose, or I understand, that is when I enjoy the most. That is the outcome, a return that I love to see the most, regardless of how that happens. I love to see that outcome.
Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any jobs or opportunities you haven't done yet, although you would want to try it someday?
You know, talk to Oprah. you know what? I wouldn't say, I'm saying that, you know, kind of jokingly, but, you know, there's truth if I can put that out in the atmosphere and manifest that. I would say, I think any interview conversation, like I love talking, like what we're doing now, and chatting, I think that is fun. I think just being on more platforms, right? I couldn't think of, I don't know, Jimmy Fallon. I don't know. I don't know, just different platforms of discussion for people to learn. And, you know, so right now in the present moment, I'm happy to be talking to you, Peter. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
That is so funny. You know, I had that conversation with my husband last night. Yeah, that's kind of, literally we were having that conversation last night. Any place, I don't know. I haven't been to enough places in the world that I would like to see. This will be my second time going to Colombia. I haven't been to Costa Rica. I've heard great places, you know, great things about Costa Rica. I would say any place that has a homogeneous familial type of culture, you know, and so you find that sometime within, you know, Latin American cultures or, you know, things of that nature. There isn't a place that I have that I call home, because I grew up with just my immediate family and where I grew up. And then I moved around a lot across the United States. So I would say a place that, so if anyone knows and that they hear this podcast, anyone that has different seasons, I do like having seasons, and just where a community is inviting and welcoming. So if people can like reach out to me and let me know those places, I will start putting it on my bucket list so I can start looking at where I could live. But I don't have a very particular place. There's places that have mixes of that, but I do like having a little bit of seasons. I like change, you know, so I like having a little bit of cold, a little bit of warm. But that's a really good question to ask, or being able to travel somewhere, like you can get on a plane and travel far. So being in Minnesota, it's very challenging. If in the United States, if you look at it, the state is right underneath Canada. It's in the middle of the United States, and it's very hard to fly different places. So like when I lived on the coast of the United States, you could travel faster, especially like on the East Coast. You can get to New York very fast, Baltimore very fast. You can get to Florida very fast, like something about the ends of the United States, but I don't have to stay in the United States. That's one thing too for me. So maybe I can come visit you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
What was life for you growing up?
I went through seasons in life growing up. I grew up with a very intact family. I think I said that it was just my immediate family. My dad actually was in law enforcement. And the rule was when he finished police academy, so that's a little different, that you had to move away. Like there was a rule back then, long ago, that once you finished the police academy, you couldn't have jurisdiction over where you grew up. So that's very interesting. So I'm the oldest, and once he finished the academy, we had to move, and they moved us away. And so that was very interesting. I felt like I was in a fishbowl growing up, a very close-knit family. of my small little family. And then we have a brother. But I grew up in a very kind of small community. People kind of knew who I was because of the situation of my dad. To be quite honest, and I'm not trying to add to it, I'm just making more clarity to the facts. People knew before we came because that was the 70s. And I'm a person of color. If no one knew, now you know that that was rare in the 70s in the United States. So in the United States at that time, they just started integration in the 70s. So they knew who my family was in this small town because they knew who my dad was. So it was very much, I was aware of my behavior, but very close knit. Grew up, you know, had some really good friends, but yeah, it was an interesting, very grew up on hard values. My mom was an educator. So I think, you know, kind of the typical story you may hear, my dad in law enforcement, you know, service. So I grew up doing a lot of service, and I still believe in giving service to the communities and the areas in which I've lived.
All right, then. That's very good to know, because eventually there's going to be changes and we have to adapt to that and accept it into our society.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What could you give a 40-minute presentation on without any preparation?
Honestly, without any preparation would be finding your purpose. And there is a simple little guide that I'll go by. There's something called Ikigai. It's a Japanese word that, you know, my reason for being. And I could talk about that for 14 minutes very quickly to kind of go through and to think through that. I could talk about that for 14 minutes without needing any preparation and emotional intelligence and self-awareness.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a drink called banana friche?
No.
Fair enough. I get that. That's what a lot of people say.
What is it?
So it's a banana flavored milkshake / smoothie that has all the tingly sensations in the world.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Is there alcohol in it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I was just, you know, not saying, but I'm just, so you said tingly sensation. So I was just wondering if there was, you know, spirits in it, you know, like alcohol or something.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Okay. So it's just healthy and wholesome, like nutrition. Smoothie.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, yes. It sure does.
I love bananas. Do you like bananas?
It depends. Banana on its own, not so much. But if banana is added to something else, like a banana cake, or I don't know what other banana flavored variation food there is, but I'd prefer any of those besides banana on its own.
Okay. And that's fair. I think a lot of people feel that way about bananas, you know, like, that's not either you like it or not, or kind of like what you said, if I like it mixed with something. So I think I agree with you, right? With the, yeah. But I do like flavors. Now, have you ever heard of banana pudding?
No.
Okay. Now that's a Southern. So I actually grew up in the South. And so that is a very Southern, I don't know. It's kind of like a casserole, like a dessert casserole.
Ah.
So it's layered with bananas. And there is, when I was growing up, it was like these wafers, like vanilla wafers. But now they have like something called chessmen cookies that's more like a shortbread. And you layer it. So you have like the cookie, the banana, and then you have pudding. And then you layer it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It is sweet. It's so good. And sometimes you may have a cream in it, a rich cream mixed with it.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Would you rather speak all languages or talk to animals?
Ooh. I would honestly talk to animals. Because it could be all animals, right? Would it be all animals I could talk to?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, animals. Can you imagine like a bird, like they've been different places or different bird, like that would be cool.
Yeah.
They would have more, you know, like witness things because people don't pay attention to animals sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
And so they would have this perspective that would be better than any human, maybe. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you met anyone famous?
I have, I have actually. I have met someone famous. I have met a few people famous in a very odd way. I've literally bumped into famous people, literally.
Nice.
Yeah, I was at a hotel and I bumped into Magic Johnson. I was running late. I was trying to go to my car and I literally ran into Magic Johnson. And I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me." And I was with some friends and they're like, "You know who that was, right?" I'm like, "A really tall guy because I'm very short." And they're like, "No, that was Magic Johnson." So I didn't really meet him. And then Stedman, I forgot his last name, Oprah's lifetime partner. I was at an event, a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was in Minneapolis. And I literally had turned around and he was so sweet. We actually chatted for a while and enjoyed talking to him. I think it's Graham. Is it Stedman Graham? I think his name is. So really enjoyed meeting him as well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
If you were given 500 acres of land, what would you use that land for?
Something, it would be like a complex for like one of my dreams that I continue to come back to me, and I don't know how to do it, is creating something for single moms or for mothers. Not even have to be single, but it just seems like when you're a mother, you're just running from place to place to place with your kids here. Like you have, you know, you have football. You know, you have what they call soccer here in the US, like you have Americana football, right? And you have piano lessons, you have violin, you have all these places, and that can wear you out. And so I know 5 acres is a lot, but I could have maybe work to live that you could have some places, but you could have the soccer field, you can or the football field, you could have all lessons in one place, and that would save time. That would be like a, and then you would have a lounge. So you would check your kids in these different places. Like as you can see, I've really thought about this. Like you can check your kids in, and there's a central place where mothers can get together and build a community while they're still being able to build and develop their children in the different hobbies and sports that they have. So I would love,
Oh.
that's a dream that I've had that I think would be so cool. Like, why couldn't you have karate? Why does karate lessons have to be on this side of town and then ballet lessons have to be over here? What if we had this whole one complex and you went to one place? Do you know how much time that would save?
So much.
Right. It's like,
Yeah.
that's a dream that I've had for years, actually.
Yeah, me too.
You
And also, I was going to say, just a minute ago, I just got an email out of nowhere about Heavenly Banana Bread.
really?
Yeah, it's such a coincidence.
Huh.
Yeah, technology these days, it's crazy.
Right. That is very, yeah, it technology is interesting. Yeah. There's a
Oh,
couple
yeah.
wonder. I'm scared to even say the word, right? But LEXA, as much as it's scary to have, it is, I wonder, right? Because I do use it of how, you know, they're listening or how you look at things and how things happen, like you said with the banana bread.
Ah, yes, of course. And always looking and always listening, and like, boom! Exactly what you want.
Right, exactly. Well, maybe I can, you know, maybe I'll get some piece of land and for a really good price and I can go with that dream.
Nice.
Yeah.
The dream.
Yes, the dream.
Absolutely.
Which recent news story have you found most interesting?
I, you know what? I'm trying to filter myself, and I know, but I will go truthfully with the what I saw. I mean, it's it goes into politics, but why not? I read, just this morning that something about Trump saying that if he doesn't win, there's going to be a bloodbath or something like that. I'm like, what does that mean? So I just was like, bloodbath for who and what? And I don't understand. So
Yeah.
that was interesting to me. And that post or that article. And I actually, and I showed a video of him actually saying it. So it's not like I read it, but clips can happen that you can add things in. So, yeah, because the, I don't know if you know, so the presidential election will be coming up. And
Oh
so
yeah,
that,
I've heard.
yeah, that's going up in the United States. So, who our new fearless leader and who the American citizens will vote for. That is going to be, it's not always, roses and lilies, and when we go through that process and we vote for that.
Yep, there's always going to be some dividing somehow, and discussions like that's going to be coming up every now and then.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But hey, it could be worse. It could possibly end of the world, but that's not going to happen anytime soon, in our lifetimes at least.
No. I think everyone wants to, and are they not wants to. I don't think anyone wants the world to come to an end, but there's always Armageddon and conversations and movies, right, with that. But that would be, I'm not saying you should always be prepared, but my goodness, that seems like it would hinder living your life fully, right?
Oh,
If you're
yeah.
living in it and you're super focused and hyper vigilant on that thing. But that's anything in life, though, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's anything in life.
Yes.
Yeah.
If your life was a meal, what kind of meal would it be?
My life was a meal. I think I would. If my life was a meal, I would say it would be a variety pack. Like, you have combos. Right. So
Yeah.
I would be a meal that would have like a five course meal. You would have your breakfast, like not breakfast, but you'll have an appetizer and you would have, so it would be something savory. So like a good soup that's warm, that would be an appetizer. And then I would have, then you would have, so you'll have that course, something like a soup, and then you would have like a healthy meal. I love seafood. So you would have that savory, and then you would have something sweet. So that would be, I don't know if you've had restaurants like that, but the restaurants that we have, they have, like a package, like a really good deal. And so I would say a full blown course meal package.
Nice. Who was the funniest person you've met?
My husband, he'll be shocked to hear that. I think that's why, there was something about him that he can bring brevity to life, and I can be super serious, and on things or over complicate things, and so he just can still do that for me when I get so serious or down on myself. And so I would say that my husband.
Okay, cool. Do you like spicy food?
I do. It doesn't, the older I get, it's not liking me as much. Or my body's revolting, but I love spicy food.
Yes, me too.
Yes. I'm glad you like that. But can you, are you still like okay? Like, can you eat spicy food?
Yeah, I'm more than tolerable to the spiciest of foods there is.
Oh, really?
Oh yes, I actually have a craving for food so spicy it tingles in my mouth.
Oh, really?
Oh yes.
I wonder, like, what that's really cool that you can still do that. I don't have the luxury anymore.
Oh
Yeah.
well.
Oh, well, it's they have medications for that. I just gotta make sure, right? So it's
Yeah.
not stopping me. How about that? It's not stopping me.
It's not stopping you, that's for sure.
Yes, there you go. It's not stopping me.
Nice. If someone wrote a book about you, what do you think its title would be?
If someone wrote a book about me, maybe I was the first thing that comes to mind is Spunky Brewster. I don't know if you heard of Punky Brewster growing up, but something in the lines of grit, moving forward. So I would say I like moving forward. Yeah, moving forward.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. Or it could be my. So I took on last year boxing,
Okay.
and so it's a workout routine that it's kind of like a circuit. And you have to have a fighter name. And so my fighter name is Conqueror with a K.
Ah. All
Yeah.
right then.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You can. I received that. That's cool that you can.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
If you could travel back in time, what decade would you want to live in?
There isn't many. Wait, here's the question. I know this is, this maybe not be the rules, but would I be invisible or actually in it?
Well, I'm not sure how to answer that one. I am bamboozled. Oh,
That question.
oh yeah. I would never thought of that one.
Let's be clear. I'm okay of living the life. I mean, I gotta be truthful. I am a woman. Let's just say that. And there's times of going back in history. I would not want to be physically seen and present. I would
Okay,
like
yeah.
to see some things, right? So that's what's like, would I be invisible or would I actually physically be in it?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Sometimes are just better for other people than other people.
Yeah, right? Correct. Yeah. So agree.
Yes.
Yeah. So sorry to, answer your question with a question. Like there's several periods, right? If I was invisible that I would love to
Fair
see.
enough.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's understandable.
Uh-huh.
If you could host a talk show, who would you have on?
If I could host a talk show, who would I? You know who I like, or I would like to be on their show, like or vice versa.
Yeah.
Last name, it's Henry something. So it's kind of like even going to your last question. I've always wanted to be, like you didn't say, a show, but it's the guy that goes back finding your roots. Have you seen that show?
I don't think so.
Yeah, the show is called Finding Your Roots. His name is Henry, I forgot his last name, but he'll get famous people. And I mean, they have the money and they will not only do DNA, they will research your history and past. It's really, really, really cool to me. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that would be cool. Like vice versa. I would like to interview him and looking at things because he does a lot of history and lessons, but also even if I could be on his show, that would be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is all we have for this episode. It was great having you on, Kendra, about talking about everything. It's a lot. It's been great.
I've enjoyed it, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get some bananas.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. I wonder what's going to come out of that for our devices.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. I'm going to try that smoothie. Right. So you said tingling sensation. That's the word that you said, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I want that.
Very good.
Well, so much for today.
You're welcome.
I've enjoyed.
Go on.
I've enjoyed meeting you.
Yes, me too. And until next time, stay tuned for more.